Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call. This is such a wonderful subject, and I think you already answered my question.
We're getting a lot of that today, aren't we?
I think we're done.
Well, I'm being told to ask what your question was.
Oh, my question was just I sometimes when I am setting my intentions, there's certain areas that I'm not as strong or as with the firm belief behind it as I should be. And I
they're saying the one element you need to add is joy.
Yes.
You know, this is why I was supposed to ask you, Carol, for discernment for a lot of people. Like, guys, you know, when we're asking for more flow of money into our lives, oftentimes we do it with the heaviness of, well, I don't have enough, so please send it to me. And that will not create it, because the universe feels the sabotage that we're bringing in with the lack of joy. So basically it's a choice to know, wow, I know that I am my own creator. I accept that I am the highest answer. That's exciting. And I am directing and claiming a greater flow of money in my life as an even exchange of the love that I send out. And that's exciting. So how much love can I send out to create an exchange of energy with the universe and allow a lot of that exchange of energy to come back to me as money? Now, doesn't that feel different than us going, God, could you send me some more money? Please, I don't have enough.
Right, right.
Okay, so the main component that you are missing in those ones where your intention is falling out is joy. Does this resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And that's just a choice, Carol. It's a choice to go, you know what? This is the formula. And so I'm going to choose to be happy. And again, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense that I'm going to be joyful when I don't have it, because I've been taught to be worried and anxious when I don't have it.
Right.
But I know that's not going to create it, so I'm going to choose what doesn't make sense, and I'm going to dance naked around the 60s songs while I sing, I'm money, show me the money.
Right. Yeah, you're
okay?
Right. You have to create the emotion first, and then it will come,
well,
I've learned
indeed.
From you.
And somebody said to me on some show sometime, well, how can I do that, Dee? I can't be happy if I'm not happy. And I'm going, don't tell an actor that, because I walk on the set and every day, and they go, okay, cry, okay, go into the moment where, you know, your family's been murdered and you're just getting the information. Okay, go in to a part where a werewolf is after you. You see, you can pretend and choose anything.
Right.
So be the actors that you are, my beautiful people, and choose the emotion and the frame of mind and the choices. Commit to those. Commit to what you know is creating things for you in the way that you want them created. My Baptist preacher came out there a little bit, Carol, but that's why I didn't want to let you go, because the channel was going, nope, this is a big one.
No, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, darling.